It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to Fresh Oil. I'm your host, Keith Manley, and I so appreciate you showing up every day to take 15 minutes to join me as we embark through God's Word on a quest to find truth and be encouraged every day from His Word. This week on Fresh Oil, I've been speaking about a very important subject, the subject of spiritual burnout, of soul fatigue, where you're emotionally exhausted, drained, and maybe even questioning where your joy has gone. If that's you, listen very closely to these words from Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10. This is what it says. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now that verse isn't just poetry. It's powerful. It's prophetic. And today we're going to unpack it because your joy can return and your strength can rise again. But you first have to understand that burnout is real. It's not weakness. It's a warning light. Soul fatigue is when you're doing all the outward motions, but the inner life is running on fumes. You're still showing up, but your heart's not in it. You love the Lord, but you feel numb. See, Nehemiah spoke this word at a time when the people had returned to rebuild Jerusalem. And they were hearing the word of God read aloud after years of spiritual neglect. And as the people listened, they began to weep. Why? Because they realized how far they had drifted, how dry their lives had become. But Nehemiah didn't scold them. He didn't say, you should be ashamed. He just said, do not grieve. The joy of the Lord is your strength. In other words, God was saying, I don't want your tears. I want your trust. I'm not here to crush you. I'm here to strengthen you. My friend, have you lost joy in your life? Then let me ask gently, are you giving out more than you're receiving? Are you surrounded by noise, but you're lacking nourishment? Are you working for God, but not walking with Him? Friend, burnout doesn't mean you're broken beyond repair. It just means you need to reconnect to the source, which is God Himself. Let's focus on this phrase, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Notice what it's not. It doesn't say the joy in the Lord is your strength. It doesn't say your circumstances are your strength. It doesn't say your energy or your emotions are your strength. It's Him, the joy of the Lord. It's His joy, the unchanging, overflowing delight of God Himself. Let that sink in. God has joy. As a matter of fact, Zephaniah 3:17 says, He rejoices over us with singing. God is singing over you. Luke 15 reminds us that in heaven, there's more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents. So when Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is your strength, he means God's joy is in you. God's love for you, God's delight over you, it's what empowers you and keeps you going, even when you become burned out. You don't have to conjure up fake joy. You receive the joy that's already flowing from the heart of God. And here's how you start. First of all, you realign with His presence. See, Psalm 16 and verse 11 says, in your presence is fullness of joy. If you're joyless, don't look for a new task. Look for His presence. Secondly, reframe the pressure that you're going through. God never called you to carry the weight of the world on your shoulders. If your load is unbearable, it's not from God. And then thirdly, just learn to rest in your identity of being His child and not what you're doing for Him. You're not just a servant. You're a son, a daughter. You're deeply loved by God. God delights in you before you do anything for Him. And sometimes we need to learn to rejoice in the small things. Joy often returns in simple ways. Sometimes it's just recognizing a beautiful sunset, maybe a favorite song, a scripture, a still moment. It seems like my ministry for decades has been geared towards the burnout and the brokenhearted and those who've been crushed sometimes by Christians. See, when you go through exhaustion emotionally, you have to rebuild your strength. Let's go back to Nehemiah. The walls were half built and the people were tired and opposition was everywhere, but the command wasn't to stop. You know what the command was? Find strength in joy. When you're burned out, many times you miss the little simple things. Let me give you just a couple of thoughts about reclaiming your joy. Four building blocks that'll help you just reclaim your joy. Number one, silence and stillness. We're so overstimulated, sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is to just sit quietly before the Lord and be still. Remember, he said, be still and know that I am God. Don't underestimate the healing power of 10 minutes alone with God. And then secondly, understand the importance of being nourished by the Scriptures. Don't read, if you're a pastor, don't read to prepare a sermon or fix a problem. Read to feed your soul. I remember a time when I kind of got burned out and my friend Jerry sent me the Message paraphrase of the Bible. And he said, we read the Bible looking for a sermon, but read this paraphrase and let it speak to you. Man, it was like I had brand new revelation reading God's Word. It spoke to me in such a special way. Just having nourishment that comes from God's Word. Isaiah 40:31, let verses like that wash over you. It says, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Spend time waiting on the Lord, being in His presence. And thirdly, have some sacred rest. Rest is not laziness. We've talked about that this week. Even God rested on the seventh day. Sabbath is God's way of saying, you don't have to earn my love, you just have to receive it. And then have a good Christian friend that you can share and confide with. Don't isolate yourself. That's what Elijah did. He went all alone. He left his servant and went a day's journey away from him and then just left him. And he went to be alone. And that's where the devil picks us off, is when we get alone. Thank God for spiritual friendship. Who's pouring into you today? Who can you be real with? Who is it that reminds you that you matter even when you are empty inside? There was a pastor once who confessed, I was preaching hope to others, but I was going home empty. I felt guilty for needing a break, and I thought rest was for weak people. But one day I broke down in my office, and the only thing I could do was say, Lord, I'm tired. And you know what happened next? Nothing loud, nothing dramatic, but deep in his spirit, a quiet whisper came, and God said, good, now I can carry you. That pastor was me. The journey back to joy, it wasn't instant, but it began with permission to rest, room to be real, and a return to his presence. Friend, maybe that's you today. Maybe you need to just return to God's presence. There comes a point in burnout when even the things that once brought you joy feel like work. I mean, the worship songs that used to lift you up in your heart, now they fall flat. The very scriptures that used to stir your spirit can now feel like lines on a page, and even laughter feels foreign. You might even begin to wonder, is this just how it is now? Maybe God is just not going to touch me like he used to. Well, the good news is no, this isn't how it ends. But healing joy doesn't return with a bang. It often returns in whispers, like we spoke of yesterday, when God came to Elijah in the cave and he whispered in a still small voice. Joy isn't always loud. We often picture joy as loud, a celebration, clapping, shouting. But for the weary soul, it's just a deep exhale after a long day. Maybe a quiet walk where you begin to notice the wind in the trees. And then a single verse that unexpectedly moves you again. And you feel like that was written just for me. Or maybe a smile you didn't have to force this time. Joy doesn't always feel like fireworks. Sometimes it feels like breath, proof that something inside you is still alive. See, burnout will numb your joy. When you're in survival mode, joy feels like it's out of reach. You're not trying to thrive. You're just trying to survive, just trying to make it through. Burnout can make you feel like you're detached from people that you love and guilty for not feeling spiritual enough. But listen, friend, God isn't asking for your performance today. If you're trying to force joy because you think God expects it, stop. God isn't asking for you to pretend. He's inviting you to be present. He doesn't say, be happy and sing louder. He says, come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, because my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The road back to joy starts with rest and not striving. So just be honest, not impressive. Joy is found with God, not apart from Him, not through performance for Him, but it's found in His presence. In His presence, there is fullness of joy. If you feel numb today, try looking for one small thing today that can lift your spirit. Maybe a favorite song you haven't listened to in a while. A verse that doesn't demand action, but it offers comfort. See, these aren't distractions, they're invitations. Invitations to be in God's presence. Now let me close with this thought for you today. If you're experiencing soul fatigue, if you're going through a spiritual burnout, let me remind you of this promise. Your strength will return. Your laughter will rise again. Your tears won't last forever. You're not forgotten. Nehemiah said, do not grieve the joy of the Lord. It's your strength. So let that joy flood back into your soul today, not because everything's fixed, but because God, He is faithful. We're talking about soul fatigue and what to do when you've lost your joy. You don't have to fake it. You don't have to force it. You don't even have to rush it. But you can look for it. And slowly, like letting sunlight creep over the horizon, joy begins to return. Not loud, but steady. Not all at once, but enough for today. And tomorrow, guess what? There'll be a little more. Isaiah 61 and verse 3, it says, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Ashes are what's left when something has burned out. That might describe your faith right now. You used to be on fire, but now all you feel is smoke and cinders. But here's the truth. God specializes in resurrection. What's burned out isn't the end, it's the beginning of something new. You don't get your joy back by pretending the ashes aren't real. You get it back by bringing them to Jesus and by saying, this is all I've got. And God says, that's enough. Receive the oil of joy. The oil of joy isn't something you work for, it's something you receive. Paul said it this way in Romans 15:13. He said, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him. Thank you so much for joining me today on Fresh Oil. Walk in grace. God loves you, friend.
If you enjoy the ministry of Fresh Oil, we invite you to check out Keith's books, which are available on Amazon.com. Keith has a memoir entitled, This Is My Story. In this book, he shares personal stories of divine encounters, answered prayers, as well as the battles he has faced as a pastor. Keith's book, Christ in the Seven Feasts of Israel, shares a picture of Jesus the Messiah, found in the ancient feast days God gave to Israel to celebrate. His book, The Grace Revolution, which Keith recently taught on Fresh Oil, is also available in paperback, hardcover, and the Kindle ebook. For more information, go to Amazon.com and search Keith Manley Books.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He makes His mercies new every morning.